self-advocacy is making a recommendation for themselves, like removing yourself from a certain situation for your own well-being. Like, if there's a fight going on and you remove yourself from that situation because you know the outcome of that situation can be. And then individual advocacy is a person making a recommendation for another person.
I'm your host, Antonio Tabin, and my co-host is
Bryson Blaine.
And today's topic is advocacy. Advocacy is public support for or recommendation of a particular cause or policy. So Bryce, what you think like the most important advocacy is to you?
I think system advocacy is like the most important, because system advocacy creates a lot of change. Like, protest creates a lot of change in the world. Without the protest, a lot of bad things will still be happening if the people in this world didn't take a stand in what they believe was right about system advocacy.
So we got a lot of examples for system advocacy. It's like in the book we read, All American Boys, they practice system advocacy at the end when, like, at the protest,
yeah,
and they stood up against police brutality when all of them laid down and stuff.
Yeah. The book All American Boys they were reading relates to the world a lot about system advocacy, because the world does, like, a lot of people do, they protest about a lot of certain things. Mm-hmm. And about protesting about Black Lives Matter, like, protest about that, like, we need to stand up. Most of African American people stand up, protest about their Black lives, and we should all be treated equally. And we took a stand, and it's getting better. There can be some changes that can be made, but from when we started, from when it first, all of the crimes happening of Black people getting killed, until we start protesting, the crimes start getting lower because we took a stand.
Another example of system advocacy is the Harlem riots of 1964, when the police, I forget his name, Lieutenant Thomas Gilligan, killed and murdered James Powell when he was, like, he was innocent. I feel like they all connect in a way, because, like, they all demanded change with the problems they had in their communities.
Self-advocacy is making a recommendation for themselves, like, removing yourself from a certain situation for your own well-being. Like, if there's a fight going on and you remove yourself from that situation because you know the outcome of that situation can be. And then individual advocacy is a person making a recommendation for another person. What happened today, Candy was crying. For example, of individual advocacy is like when you see somebody getting bullied and you go get a teacher to help them out, you're helping them out by getting a teacher. For example, of individual advocacy is like when you see somebody getting bullied and you go get a teacher to help them out, you're helping them out by getting a teacher. For example, of individual advocacy is like when you see somebody getting bullied and you go get a teacher to help them out, you're helping them out by getting a teacher.
In conclusion, we think that you should be more aware of your surroundings, be more respectful to people, don't judge people off of what you see. Give stuff to police officers, obey the law as much as you can, in turn that the police also obey the law.
They're people too.
And they're people too.
You should also... look out for yourself.
And you should also look out for yourself.
I think one way we can stop explicit and implicit bias is by mailing our local senators and lawmakers, as that would put more strict laws on the police officers themselves.
And also, not jump to conclusions on every time you see a police officer, because there are good police officers out here, and not just ones that want to kill black people all the time. Yeah.